On this third Sunday after the Epiphany, Jesus said, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Amen. Please be seated. Fish for people. That simple phrase from Matthew grabs me every time I hear it. Fishers of men, it used to be, but now it's much more inclusive language. Fish for people. It just sounds important. Fish for people. Three little words. But are they only that? Words? Is this short phrase a clever phrase from Jesus' mouth that got the attention of a couple of anglers 2,000 years ago? Or are these words much more? And what do they mean for us today? Let's see what fishing for people might mean to us as Christians in the Episcopal tradition. First, anglers must fish in different areas to catch their fish. They can't simply sit back and wait for the fish to come to them. They must be on the move day and night, seeking and searching. They can't remain stationary and expect to catch many fish. As disciples, anglers for people, we must do the same. We must move beyond our comfort zones and reach out to those on the margins, those different from us, and those who aren't part of our corner of the world. A true fisher of people is someone who looks for opportunities to share the good news of God's transformative love through Jesus Christ with others. We must share what our faith means to us. We've got to share this great gift, not with a few, but with as many people as we come in contact with. Yes, that's using that E word, evangelism. Secondly, if you're a fisherman or angler, you must have the right bait. Or so I'm told. I never caught many fish. But if anglers use the wrong bait, they might not catch a thing. But with the right bait, they can catch fish as fast as they can throw their net into the water. I recently saw a TV program where bass fishermen were catching 50 pounds of fish in an hour. Now, again, I'm not an angler, but that sounds like an awful lot of fish to me. 50 pounds in an hour. They must have been using the right bait. And so it is for us, as disciples of the gospel, fishers of people. What bait do we use to draw people in and attract them to Jesus? Some of us fall into the trap of using the wrong bait. Sometimes we litter our religious talk with a bunch of shoulds and musts and have-tos, like we're on a moral high ground looking down on all the sinners. We frame our talk using words that makes a life of faith something you better embrace or else. Others better get on board the Jesus train or God will punish them. They'd better say yes to the altar call or else they will rot in hell. Personally, language like that never attracted me to Jesus. Not one bit. Instead, the bait that works, the bait that creates the most faithful response to Jesus, is kindness, mercy, and generosity. These are the things that ultimately draw people in. These behaviors draw people into our family of faith. Fear tactics do not work. Fancy intellectual arguments don't work. Narrow-mindedness, arrogance, and self-righteousness never works. Love works. Always has, always will. And that's the only bait that we will ever need. Third, anglers catch fish and bring them into some sort of container, like a boat. For Episcopalians, that boat is the church, the faith community, a kind of ark that keeps us safe as we journey on the stormy waters of life. Look up. No, seriously, look up. You have to move your head a little bit. You see the do you see the underside of a boat, or the upturned side of a boat, the inside of a boat? I'll get it right. That's exactly what you're supposed to see. We ride together in a community, in a boat. The community that is St. George's is a lifeline, a refuge, a place of forgiveness and caring. Do we talk about the church in those terms? Do we affirm all that is good and beautiful in the church and its people? Do we describe our Episcopalian lives as something that we treasure, something that we couldn't live without? Or do we fall into negativity and cynicism, focusing instead on things we wish the church would change, and focusing on the faults, failings, and sins of the church? I believe the church is much more. When we're talking to people outside the church and inside it, we must be fair and truthful, painting an honest picture, not a false one, but not a prejudiced one either. Now for the last thing we must do, as anglers for people, catch and release. Why? Because when most anglers catch a fish, that usually means it's the end of the fish's life. But as fishers of people, the exact opposite is true. When we spread the gospel, we share our faith in Jesus Christ. We strive to bring people to Him and into the boat that is the church. We do this so they might have life, abundant, meaningful, and joyful life beyond their wildest dreams. When we're caught by God, or when we catch others by sharing what Jesus means to us, then we are set free. Then they are set free, liberated from the shackles of despair and hopelessness. We must take Jesus' command to be fishers of people seriously, not to reel people in and restrain their lives, but to help God give them life, a newness of life that only faith and trust in God can give. As we will soon be reminded and charged by our deacon, we are to step out in faith and be fishers of people. I invite each and every one of you to adopt an outlook on life that's common among anglers: catch and release. While we're recruiting others to be followers of Jesus, let's live out a catch and release life, one where we help God catch people who are adrift, struggling against the rough seas or swimming upstream, and then release them, full of Jesus' love. Catch and release. By faith and through God's grace, this is possible. And that's no fish story. Amen.